Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Yeah, I'm going to call it. I'm going to retire.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Our expectation was to come in here and win the game.
Picked off by Terrell Bernard!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show,
NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, ESPN NFL analyst Marcus Spears.
Coming up,
your phone calls, latest news, and more.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
It's our final hour of the work week, everybody. We already had our first 2 hours of the show with Tom Pelissero sitting in a parking lot in Minneapolis, creeping people out, dispensing information, but maybe not in that order. And Marcus Spears of ESPN joining us to break down what we saw on Thursday night, as well as preview the rest of the weekend. If you missed our first 2 hours, many different ways to catch us on demand by clicking the full 3-hour re-air. The tile that represents that on our Disney Plus page. There's also the ability to check us out through our podcast, all 3 hours available that way. And also there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. And we're thrilled to be here on Disney Plus and ESPN, as well as ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. This hour is all about us. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What's more likely Friday? We have yet to play that. We're about to shortly, but let's take some phone calls, shall we? Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go Gabe in El Paso, Texas. What's up, Gabe?
Gabe.
Hey, Rich. What's going on?
Thanks for hanging in there, brother. What's going on?
Sure, yes, sir. And shout out to the fellas. What's going on, Gabe?
Hey, what's up, Gabe? Gabe?
Look, cracking.
Look at Gabe feeding the animals.
Oh. Yes. Okay, hey, glad that you took my call. I'm glad that I could say I'm making my Disney Plus debut here.
Hey.
Look at you. Look at you, Gabe. What's going on?
Hey, usually when I call in, I talk about the Packers, but everything's good in the hood. Enjoying Macca.
Yeah, okay.
Macca.
Hold on, give Gabe his drop.
Macca.
There we go. Very good.
Yes. Well, I'll get to it right now, Rich, because
yes,
just like you, I too am a lead pipe wielding professional.
Gabe is a fan.
Gabe, you're on it.
Gabe is on it.
After watching last night's game between the Dolphins and the Bills, I know the Dolphins hung in there tough. I'm going to say that this is my prediction.
Okay.
The next 2 weeks, I mean, a lot can happen between the Jets and the Panthers, but if the Dolphins become 0-5, more than likely there's probably going to be an interim coach by the time the team meets up to play your buddy Coach Harbaugh and the Chargers.
I can't, let's put it this way. If this is an overreaction, I can't call that an overreaction. I mean, 0-5 is brutal. And then you take a look at who they would have lost to. Certainly that Monday nighter's at home. So if they lose that one with in front of the fans that are there, again, that's the sort of stuff that moves ownership to take rash decisions and make them reality. So, and thanks for the call, Gabe. Thanks for your clear fandom of this program by dropping many of our frequent phrases around here while asking for a drop from Jason Feller. And we go back to the phone lines here. Ben in Austin, Texas. We'll take your phone call. What's up, Ben?
Well, I've got wings on the mind, thanks to Tom Pelissero.
Okay,
but I really think we need to talk about former Heisman candidate Arch Manning.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Everybody seems to have an opinion on what's going on with our quarterback right now. You know, is it mechanical? It's mental. It could be the scheme, maybe the coaching. But here's the rub. Like, Arch isn't some redshirt freshman. This is his third year in the system. He has the biggest or probably the best support structure of possibly any quarterback in collegiate history. And he showed last year that he has the tools to be successful. So there's really should be no excuse for what we're seeing on the field, which looks a lot like the worst quarterback in the SEC. And I'm just curious of your thoughts. Wow. There are a lot of folks here in this town that just don't see Arch finishing the season.
Oh, that's crazy.
Unless things improve significantly
that's
starting
ridiculous.
Tomorrow.
That's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, first of all, with all due respect, and as you know, if you're a fan of this program, that allows me to be as disrespectful as possible. Sam Houston's coming to town. Right? So we're looking at the game in Gainesville on October 4th. That's the one.
Yeah, they're 40-point favorites.
Okay, and then there's the one in the Cotton Bowl, okay? The old Red River rivalry. And Oklahoma, I can personally attest as a Michigan fan, is not at all like the previous iterations of Oklahoma football in recent years. So that's the one. I mean, if the kid Mateer, who they get from, you know, bringing everybody from the northwest part of our country to come to the heartland to turn Oklahoma's offense around, if he's the one that's going to start outplaying Arch Manning, even though he has a hell of a lot more experience in his own offense potentially as well as overall, those are the 2 weeks. And then let's put a pin in that, Ben, and then we can pull it out at that point in time, that pin, and have the conversation. But Arch has got another week where he can basically have a nice 11-on-11, and we'll see what happens. But not finishing the season, that would be crazy talk. Thanks for the call, Ben.
I hope that's the case, and hopefully we can show out in Dallas.
Okay, you got it. There you have it. That's the weeks. And by the way, visiting Lexington, Kentucky is no simple matter either. They got to go to Starkville to take on Mississippi State. I mean, there's going to be some tough ones coming down the road. I mean, it's the SEC, so it just means more there. Corey in New York State.
Corey.
A New York state of mind, if you will. Some folks like to get away and take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to my okay, very good. What's up, Corey? What's going on? No, I'm going to stop. What's up, Corey?
Hi, guys. First time caller.
Hey. What's up?
I'm a local family dairy farmer, so I love listening to sports while I work.
Excellent. Very good. Okay. What are you? Hold on a second, Corey.
I'm a big Michigan fan. Should we be worried?
About what?
Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dylan Raiola, baby.
Yeah. They should be worried.
Baby Mahomes.
Absolutely. You know Matt Rhule wants to put amazing blue pelt on the wall that, you know, he's got baby Mahomes and we've got, what would you say? Is he baby Newton? Is that what he is?
Baby Milton?
No. He's not baby Milton. Michigan already had Joe Milton. That didn't work out, sir. If he's baby Milton, we've got a massive problem. Baby Newton, as in Cameron.
Oh, interesting.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, sir. I thought you said
Yeah, Milton. No, not Milton, oh. Newton.
Oh, got
Big
it.
Difference. Yeah, we should be worried. The head coach has got his last game of a sit down. They better move Underwood. They got to move him. They got to let him run, and they've got to move the pocket. Because he can throw on the run. You got to put the pressure on the defense. That they have to do. But they should absolutely be worried. You know, the Bussin' with the Boys trophy better go to Ann Arbor. Because I don't want to hear it from Compton at all. That guy, I don't want to hear a word from this weekend. I just want to see.
Oh, yeah, Bussin' ball.
I want to see all the memes. I want to see him just sitting there eating nothing but, words I can't say on Disney Plus. That's what I want him to do. But thanks for the call. Corey in New York, everybody up there. Before I let you go, Corey, you there still? Oh, there he goes. Okay, there he goes. There he goes.
And he's out.
I did it. I wanted to know what goes on in a New York dairy farm. I was about to interview him. Churning butter, everybody. I got one more phone call. Well, you know what? Actually, if you're on hold, stay on hold. We've got What's More Likely to get to. You ready to do it?
Let's go.
It's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely Friday. Hit it. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Here we go. What you got over there, Christopher?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday.
What's going on?
Hey, these two teams played last night. Is it more likely the Bills finished with the NFL's best record or the Dolphins finished with the league's worst?
Okay. I think it's more likely that the Bills... Nobody circles the wagons like Chris Brockman in What's More Likely. Oh, gosh. I'll go Bills finish with the NFL's best record. I'm going to go. You know where I like
I know
to
your
go.
Glass
you know my default
guy.
Is to see a sunny sky.
But the Dolphins look like a team not picking in the top five.
Not last night, with the exception of two plays that I know are hallmarks of bad teams to have those moments crop at the worst times. I'll go Bills finish with the NFL's best record because I pointed out in hour number one, we'll revisit here, is that they're 3-0. That helps. The other teams in their division, they should sweep the AFC East.
Yep.
The Chargers might have trouble sweeping the AFC West, and we may even find that out 2 days from this recording as the Broncos stroll into SoFi. And the other two NO teams in their conference have Daniel Jones and currently Jake Browning as their quarterback. So for them to have a better record, and then the Ravens need to be one better than the Bills. Obviously, you've got the Eagles and the Bucks in the NFC right now. I think the Bills have an opportunity to have the best record in the NFL this year. Yes, sir.
I think you're right.
Okay. Thank you. A very rare agreement from that side of the aisle.
It happens.
Very rarely, though.
Guys, how about this?
A bipartisan what's more likely moment.
More likely.
See? That's weird.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Okay.
Let's more likely a team that were surprised at their start to make the playoffs.
Give me that again.
The start.
Team that were surprised at their start to the year to make the playoffs.
Colts or?
The 0-2 Chiefs or the 2-0 Colts?
Okay. Dude. First of all, both. Secondly,
try again.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Oh, shocking.
Okay. Well, that's what you're trying to pin me in to do. I'm taking the Chiefs.
I want you to believe in Danny Dimes.
I do. But if at the end of the day, I'm sitting here and wondering which one is going to potentially go in the other direction from their surprising start, I will choose Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and Chris Jones and everybody over Daniel Jones.
I'm going to ask this question every week.
Sounds great. Everybody make a note. BJ Novak GIF.
Just write it down.
Okay. I'll take the Chiefs.
All right. All right, you're going to do some math on this one.
You didn't like that.
But I've done it for you.
We're no longer bipartisan.
I did not like it.
Isn't that odd?
More likely to be the bigger number Sunday.
Sunday.
Saquon's rushing yards against the Rams. Or Cal Raleigh, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge combined home run season total on that day. I've done the math for you. They currently have 155.
And there could be more between now and
They could get to maybe 160, but you know, Saquon, as you pointed out yesterday, has shredded the Rams.
I did, but
recently.
That was in a segment where I went higher registered. I think the Rams are going to take care of Saquon this time.
Yeah.
I think they're going to actually hold him to less than that.
That's an interesting question, man.
I mean, I'll go the trio of baseball guys.
Okay.
I'm going to back my higher register play. I think the Rams are like anybody but 2-6. Anybody.
Anybody.
Anybody but 26. Yeah. That's not like not today. And I know they were going to say that in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But not today.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go with Shohei and Judge and the Dumper.
Dumper's got 56, by the way.
I know, and Shohei's got 50 and
51. Hit another
51.
One last night.
Hit another one last night. I missed that one. Okay. What else you got, Chris?
All right, the backup quarterback bowl, baby. More likely to throw for 250 and multiple tutties
Jake
and a
Browning.
Win. Jake Browning and Carson Wentz.
You know what I'm going to say here, and it's going to start Sunday.
Carson Wentz, baby.
How about when we had Marcus Spears on? He caught wind of what I was saying here about Jake Browning. Oh, yeah. It was a topic bar. Was that a topic bar?
It was a topic bar.
Morning shows on ESPN?
It was a video.
It was everywhere.
Was it every morning show on ESPN?
They were talking about it.
Okay. All right. So what I say, people are listening over there in Bristol, Connecticut, and New York City.
Bristol aggregation status.
BAS. Okay. Good to know. Oh, come on now, man. Get out of here with this noise. Jake Browning, baby. And it's going to start this weekend. And the Bengals are going to be 3-0. And everybody in Bristol's going to try.
Bengals 3-0.
I'm available for being booked. can I take a Monday morning victory lap when Jake Browning shreds it?
As long as you're prepared to take the opposite.
Because, again, I'm trying to recall. Is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to say something that provides topic bar and split screen fodder combination, conversation. And then you're right. You immediately
victory lap it and forget.
Absolutely. And then if it
does.
What? I never said that.
I forgot how it works. It's been 22 years.
Wentz, grew up a Viking fan. Come on now. Respect.
What the hell does that matter?
Starting for the team he grew up a fan of? That's cool.
That'd be you starting for, the Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would go well.
Or the Jets.
You could be a DH.
Okay.
I'm not saying you should be a
I'd be a DT, a designated talker. All right. What else, Chris?
All right. Speaking of the Jets. 0-2 team, more likely to score an upset road win. Saints or Jets?
I'll take the Jets. I don't know, man.
And Terod?
Can I give you a new higher register?
Sure.
Offense might look pretty good with Terod Taylor.
Uh-oh.
Terod Taylor can see defenses probably better than Justin Fields. I know he doesn't run like Justin Fields. He doesn't bring that to his game. But I don't know. Terod Taylor might actually do well in this offense. And they could go down to Tampa and go get, their old coach.
Todd Bowles' revenge game.
I don't know. I kind of can see that. Yeah, the Saints.
We don't talk enough about Todd
Saints
Bowles
going to Seattle might be particularly troubling.
No, that's my survivor pick. Fingers crossed.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Saints going to Seattle is that famous Sean Payton moment where we ran the wrong B-roll and he was in his hotel room in Seattle for a playoff game thinking he missed a bus when he saw Drew Brees on the field.
Bucks in the creamsicles this weekend.
Okay.
Dropped his waffles.
Gotcha. But I'll go Jets. Yeah. What else?
These two guys are the best running backs in football. Which one more likely to have more total yards and touchdowns this weekend? Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson.
Atlanta and Carolina. McCaffrey, total yards and touchdowns. I'll go McCaffrey. That's a short week for Atlanta. McCaffrey's at home.
Sneaky 2-0, 2-0 game.
I know.
Arizona.
I'm aware of that. I'll go McCaffrey. Yeah.
He looks good so far.
Yeah. Plus, Bijan's not playing against me in fantasy, so he probably is not going to have a great week.
Are you playing against McCaffrey?
That's one way. I'm not playing against him. I don't know why I made it about myself, but I do know the name of the show. What else you got on?
All right,
there,
a couple
Chris?
More. These two guys have been absolutely spinning it through the first 2 weeks.
Yes, okay.
More likely MVP candidate QB to have more 30-plus yard completions to air it out. Jordan Love, Justin Herbert.
I'll take Herbert. I'll take Herbert.
Quentin Johnston.
Danny Dimes did well against that Broncos defense. I'm telling you, man. I mean, the Browns defense played two bad quarters this year. That's it. What, 7 total yards for Burrow in second half, week one.
Yep. Only lost that game because they're a kicker.
I'm going to go. Oh, but by the way, you missed it. Both are number 10.
Both 10.
Yeah.
10 is the new 12, I've noticed.
Is that right? You're just saying that because Mac Jones is 10? Okay.
Drake May is 10.
All right. Oh, that's why I meant that quarterback in New England. My bad.
Wow. Jimmy G wears 10.
Herbert is my answer, sir.
All right.
He's home. Broncos are on the road again. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
Man.
I'll go with that one.
All right. More likely rookie running back to finally have their breakout game.
Ashton Gentry or?
Travion Henderson.
By the way, you're forgetting about Omarion Hampton, too. He hasn't really gone off yet.
I already did a Charger one, so I was trying to.
Dude, I'm going to go Ashton Jeanty because he's the starter, and Rhamondre is standing in the way here.
Rhamondre looked good last
week. Yeah. Rhamondre's standing in the way.
But Mike Vrabel admitted that big catch that he had was originally supposed to be for Trevion, but he had three holding penalties, got kind of bent.
Well, that's the whole point. It's like, you know, playing running back in this league is not easy. And you're learning. You're learning about matchups. You're learning about pass pro. You're learning about 2 minute. You're learning about a lot of stuff. It's more than just like, okay, see ball, run ball. But I'll go Jeanty. He's going to have more opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What else?
You have one more. Oh. I did not know this.
That's my boy.
One more. Holy smokes. Huge game Sunday night.
He had no idea.
In the Meadowlands.
Such a shock.
Must win for KC. More likely to be the larger number, TJ, touchdowns in Cowboys Bears or Travis Kelce catches against the Giants. Oof. Kelce has 6 catches on the year.
I'm gonna go. Mm. I say the touchdowns.
You do?
I think it's gonna be a high scoring, porous defense affair. So
big total in Chicago.
Just for fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go with Mr. Perfectly Fine. That's a Taylor Swift reference.
Okay, oh my God. I did not.
We are not going to know the names of Taylor Swift songs.
Why?
I knew some.
She's incredibly popular.
Why would we?
Apparently, there's some movie that she might be putting in theaters in conjunction with her new album, and I know I'm going to be hearing about that when I get home.
Well, you're going to be forced to go.
I don't know about that. By the way, excuse me. I will not be forced to go. I will go willingly and gladly.
Oh. Blink twice if you're being held hostage.
I am not being held hostage. I blinked once. How dare you?
Your eyes are closed.
Carp all you want, man. There's a reason why she's insanely popular, because she's a dynamic talent, sir. And I'm going to take Kelce here in this one.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Are you doing that just because you want an invite to the wedding?
No. Dude, if Santino's not going, I'm not in the mix.
That's true.
But Santino don't got his name on a cup either, you know.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
As a matter of fact, he took a cup with my name on it.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay. Good. What's more likely, sir?
Good job. Have a great weekend. Have a great football
Sunday. Yeah, okay. We'll take a break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We got tons of time for your phone calls. Plus, my top 5 rest of week 3 games I'm looking forward to seeing the most. There's one that's not on there that I'm wondering if I should make a late ad. That's coming up.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5 amp hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on our radio feed on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll go back to the phone lines. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. David in Riverside, California, as we're here on locally here in Los Angeles on ESPN 710. What's up, David?
Hey, Rich, you're the best, and hope to see you anchoring another sports center soon. That was great.
I appreciate that.
A little baseball talk. So everyone's talking about how Clayton Kershaw He's not going to be starting in the postseason. And on one side, I get the Dodgers have had really bad relieving, to say the least, and he could be put in there or could even do what Walker Buehler did if the Dodgers can clinch and could save for the Dodgers. But I think it'd be a huge advantage to have a five-man rotation and get you guys some extra rest. I don't know why that's not even being talked about, because Kershaw is still playing at all-star level.
Well, first of all, tonight is his final start in the regular season in Dodger Stadium, and that's going to be a memorable night, right? And as a matter of fact, Cooper and I are in a fantasy final in an ESPN public league that I don't know if people know that we're in it. We picked up Clayton Kershaw for tonight because I just think he's going to have a big night tonight.
Cool.
Against the Giants? You know what I mean? Like,
he's been good.
I know.
Kind of surprising.
But David, let me ask you this question. Do you want Ohtani in the pen, or you want him starting in the playoffs? What do you want?
So I want Ohtani starting, and that's part of my argument. No other team is doing a five-man rotation. Why not give your guys even extra rest?
Because it's the playoffs, man. You don't need a five-man rotation in the playoffs. You just don't. You just don't. I mean, again, but Dave Roberts has some very imaginative ways of looking at things. I can't imagine. Five-man rotation, you know, you need a starter in your game one starter is going to be your game five starter, and your game two starter is going to be game six, and your game three is going to be game seven. And who do you trust? You know, who do you trust in those situations? I think, how about this? And thanks for the call, David. How about having Ohtani as a swing? How about that? You start Ohtani in one, and then maybe you have him relieving. And if there's a game seven, you have him relieving that one. You know,
or
I mean?
Even a bullpen game where he's got to pitch, you know, four bulk innings and maybe in the middle.
I'm in the middle. I don't know. The Dodgers last couple. I mean, last night it worked out, right?
Yeah.
But the bullpen has been implosive.
Not great, Bob.
So wouldn't you want Ohtani? What if you bring in Ohtani like an old school Rivera?
Like eighth?
Yeah. Or even seventh. Bring him in the middle. Like if something's really hairy in the seventh.
To finish it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, obviously. He's the ultimate X factor.
Bingo. Absolutely. I know, but a five-man rotation. Well, wouldn't you have, by the way, Yamamoto is spectacular.
Amazing. Worth every penny.
He is as on fire as any pitcher is in Major League Baseball right now. And so you have him, what, game one? You put Glasnow game two. And then do you put Ohtani three? I don't know. You still got Blake Snell lurking there?
Yep.
Wasn't he the one that the Rays pulled, much to the Dodgers' excitement one year in a World Series?
Yeah, talking to Jem, and he gets yanked because of the notebook.
I know, and then Mookie Betts is like, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Stupid.
Dude, one night last night, Freeman knocks in Ohtani and sends Betts to third, and I'm like watching nearly, what, a half $1 billion run the base paths at once? You know what I mean? Freeman hits one up the middle, like probably exit velocity of about $150, it felt like. And there comes Ohtani home and Betts going around. Like, that's a half $1 billion right there. Eventually. Yeah, I mean, there was
in 30 years.
Deferred.
Yeah.
My God. And doing this thing.
All right.
Damn fine.
Arms.
And hot.
Okay, very good. Wow, that Kyle MacLachlan drop right there. Hey, man, you know, the NL playoffs are going to be something.
Yeah.
Phillies and Milwaukee, and we'll see what the Cubs look like.
Are you going to make it?
Yeah, the Metropolitan's going to make it?
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Yankees
right now.
Yankees are three behind the Blue Jays and three up on your Red Sox
right now.
Yeah,
there's talk on the local fun radio in Boston. Those yahoos. If Sox miss out, should Cora be fired?
Please. On behalf of all Yankee fans, will you please do that again?
No, I would not like to do that at all, actually.
Oh, that would be great. In the same way all you guys want Aaron Boone to be manager for
contract.
Life. Hey, man, Aaron Boone is...
Don't say he's doing what he's told.
Excuse me. No, Yankees are playing really well. And it looked like they were dead in the water.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And, you know, Volpe was
terrible.
Terrible. And they get Jose Caballero.
Caballero.
And as I, Cooper and I nicknamed him Joe Man or Joe Horse. Dad, Joe Horse is up. But it's like, and even he, but he's now taking Spanish. He's like, Dad, that's what it's what Caballo, isn't that what it is? Or horse? All right. I should stop being hooked on phonics here.
Caballero?
Caballero. But he's been terrific, and Yankees have been playing well, buddy. And I'm not going to higher register. I'll say these words out loud.
We're not playing well.
I will say these words out loud. You know who's been unhittable lately? Devin Williams.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You better find some wood to knock on.
Right there. That's my head.
That's some good audio.
That hurt. That was good. let's go to Sam in San Antonio.
Sam.
What's up, Sam? What's up?
Hey, Rich. I know you were watching the game last night, and it was higher register yesterday. Did you catch Herbie's higher register last night on the broadcast?
First of all, I did not. Secondly, you, Sam, must 100% do it, because you don't sound like you have a higher register voice at all. All right, Sam?
No.
So you must recreate it for me. What did he say, and what were the circumstances, please?
Okay, so basically he was talking about last week's game with the Commanders.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying that it was, you know, closer than the score was showing closer than what it felt like.
Right.
And then last night he was like, well, you know, the Bills are in control of the game.
All right, Sam.
Better than us, TJ.
Well done, Sam. Way to get in the spirit of it right there, Sam. Well done.
Not bad, Sam.
Hey, Sam, that wasn't bad. Yeah, you're pretty good at it, Sam. You should call back.
All right, I think I will.
That was delightful. That was...
All right, I think I will.
If this was another show, he would be racked.
Rack him.
And then tell us how great we are.
Oh, my God. I don't... Line three intrigues me. Do we want to take line three? Do we want to take line three?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know why he wants to talk about this or why his... Double B in Michigan. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on, Double B?
Hey there, guys.
Okay, it's a man. That's good.
Hey,
okay, very good.
I just wanted to give some advice. I'm doing a volunteer event in a dunk tank this weekend.
I like that.
Hold on. This is a curveball for Rich Eisen Consulting.
It said it was typed in differently.
I need heckles. I need what's going to get me, you know, almost drowned, but I don't want them to find me in the parking lot later, you know, so I can't cross that line, but just get close enough.
So hold on a second.
Are you sitting in the dunk tank?
Yeah, good question. Good, excellent follow-up.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the dunk tank.
Okay.
Riding high.
Who are the ones who are attempting to dunk you in said tank, Double B?
It's going to be it's this event called Bertucky Days out there where it's like a carnival fair type thing.
No. I'm not asking you. Listen, Double B.
It's Michigan.
Double B,
you got your equal opportunity state.
You've got to focus. Double B, you've got to focus on me here, okay? We're trying to help.
Yeah.
I don't care I don't care the surroundings. Who are the individuals attempting to dunk you? Who are they? Just random civilians?
Random people.
Okay. Some friends, some family, mostly random.
Okay, great.
Okay, because it's crucial. Like, if you are asking for smack talk to those who are throwing, and you're not going to see them again, who cares?
Who cares? Say whatever you
want. Say whatever you want.
That's fair.
Can't
I just be moved.
I just wouldn't want you to go personal. We don't have any experience. Is there anybody in RES Consulting who has dunk tank experience?
I mean, I've been in one before, and I've thrown at one before.
If you've been in one, so have you.
I mean, Sarah could give roasts to she would have to see the people
material
before.
That's true.
It's hard to give general insults.
Yeah. I know.
And I know a bunch of Yo Mama jokes. I don't know if that's appropriate for the dunk tank, but I could.
I think like rookie of the year, you know, he could just make fun of their arm or something.
Yeah,
pitcher's got a big butt,
stuff like that. Yeah.
But you know, be careful, man. What are you wearing in the dunk tank, Double B?
Great question.
Well, you know, it is a family event, so I'm probably going to avoid the Speedo. So I'm thinking donut patterned onesie. tank top and
like a singlet? Are you a wrestler? Like, can you wear like a singlet or something?
It's not bad.
You know? Like old
school? You know, I haven't considered that, but that's a good idea.
Double B, there you have it. Yeah. You're welcome.
Will you be consuming beverages while you sit on the...
Oh, yeah. I thought that was implied.
That was implied, Chris. Confirming. Come on now.
Like, drunk take.
Hold on a minute. Wiedemann's? We doing that? What do we got? He's gone. All right.
So, you know, you figure
trying to name a Midwestern beer.
To tell him, like, you know, if someone's got their kid there, you know.
Don't make fun of the children.
No, I'm saying let your kid throw it. They got a better arm than you.
Very that general type, of stuff.
Type insults.
And then some little leaguer comes up and hits the bullseye, man, and suddenly you are wet.
You think I was going to say make fun of the kid?
You started with your mama, so.
No, he's only jumping in front of a camera when his godson is on TV. Why would you ever do something silly with a child?
He's not going to remember that, I would. Okay.
No, we will. We haven't forgotten that.
Hey, 100 plus
Bears
million.
Bears on Netflix. Let me jump in front of him.
I'll do it again, too.
You discovered that
I'll
night.
Do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, Rich, that led to me going to Indianapolis this week.
So. Ah, very good.
Yeah.
All right, we take a break. There it is right there. That's your godson who we have done our best to obscure his face.
He doesn't really look like that.
Obviously, thank God.
Hey, yo.
All right, let's take a break. I've got my top five games that I'm looking forward to seeing for the rest of the week, and maybe we sneak in another phone call or two. Hey, if you're going to a carnival, you know, let us know, and we'll help you out. Not get beat up.
Race the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started today at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today. Okay, we talked at length about the Thursday night football game. It's now time to look over the steering wheel at the rest of week number three. With my weekly Friday staple, top five matchups I'm looking forward to seeing for the rest of the week. This is my week three such edition. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. Number five on the list. Once upon a time, it was Joe Burrow versus J.J. McCarthy. And you think that's no longer of interest? You think I'm like the rest of NFL Network that tells Tom Pelissero,
stay home.
We don't need you at the game? We're not looking at 2-0 Jake Browning versus 1-1 Carson Wentz. You can stay at home. You know what I say to that? I'm going here. I'll be on NFL Game Day Morning talking with Tom on his home camera, but I'm going with this to start the top five. Let's see what Carson Wentz can do. Can he keep this Viking ship afloat? And guess what? I want to see if Jake Browning's going to prove me right. The season is not over for the Cincinnati Bengals. 1 Eastern on CBS. Let's go. Can't wait to see that. Number four on the list is the one that TJ Jefferson is watching with the man who shall not be named in his barn. He's going to drive Mila's old car to her house.
It's my car.
Okay.
I paid for it.
It's still her old
cash
car.
Money.
It's still her old car. Still
her old car. A huge discount, to be honest with you.
He's going to take that 90s car.
It's 2000, okay. bro. three.
And he's gonna go and hang out with one of the 2.5 men and see if 1.5 teams are gonna play each other very well. Which one's the half is the question. I don't know. Can the Cowboys go to Chicago and put the Bears in a deep 0-3? What's happening? I thought Ben Johnson was supposed to be the answer hole. Or will Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams finally get rid of these pre-snap problems and post-snap one right off and where it doesn't shine on the Dallas Cowboys? And I'm kind of wondering at the end of the day if this will be another one where the Cowboys are missing one in particular.
MAGA.
Because Dallas needs to win this one. Otherwise, they're going 1-2 into that Sunday night week 4 game against
MAGA.
Oh, it's going to be on and cracking in that barn. Pass me some more of that crudité, will you, Ashton?
Crudité?
I don't know. What do they serve there? Wondering.
What do you mean? What
do they serve there? What do you get? What do you get to eat while you're watching your team against this team?
Charcuterie board.
I mean, let me tell you something. Mila can cook first and foremost.
Okay.
Yeah. So very good. Beef stew.
I imagine it'll be something fancy with the proceeds of that car.
Look, we're not. Listen.
All right. Number three on the list. It's going down here, just up the road. The Chargers win on a Friday in Brazil. They went on a Monday in Vegas. It's a Sunday in Los Angeles, and Jim Harbaugh's bringing his Chargers home 2-0. They're number 10 against Denver's number 10. It's Bo Nix time on the road. What can the Denver Broncos do? Will they avoid the dreaded leverage penalty at the end? Will there be any leverage penalty? What is going to happen when the Chargers and Broncos play one another? Can the Chargers win this game and go 3-0? And have a win, all three of those wins against their division rivals. What a way for the Chargers to start. Or can the Denver Broncos take that full-on bandwagon that was filling up during the summer and say, you were all right. We can actually be the team to win this division, because guess what? If the Raiders lose in Washington, and the Broncos beat the Chargers, doesn't matter what happens Sunday night, Denver would be in first place in this division through 3 weeks, just like that. Or the Chargers could have a firm grasp in this division, 3-0, 1.5 up, or 2.5 up, or even 3.5 up on people. We shall see. Number two on the list, Lions and Ravens. The Lions 50-burgered Ben Johnson. And now they come for John Harbaugh and the Ravens. The last time they met was a couple of years ago. Let's not forget, the Lions had just beaten the Chiefs. We were all like, wait a minute. The Lions are for real? And we thought they were for real. They were winning games. And then they go into Baltimore. And Baltimore made them understand, not there yet. As we recall, the carriage turned back into a pumpkin again last time they were there. Turned into a carriage again because they made the NFC Championship game. This is 2 years ago. Yeah. Jared Goff says they remember.
Yeah, they kicked our butt. They got after us early and often. And we certainly remember that.
38-6 was the final score of that game.
Baby.
So.
Well, that's why you said play him.
What is going to happen on Monday Night Football? The Manning brothers are back on their simulcast. I will be sitting on the couch watching Lions and Ravens. Can't wait for that one. Number one, though.
Can't wait.
It's a rematch of the divisional playoff game. The only team to give the Eagles a scare in last year's playoffs were the Los Angeles Rams, coming in with this city on fire, literally, and the ice taking place in Philadelphia with the snow. And even though Saquon was doing Saquon things as he usually does to the Rams, over 200 yards of offense from him alone, the Rams had a chance to win it and almost pulled it off. I cannot wait for this 2-0 versus 2-0 game. That's the game I'm looking forward to seeing the most for rest of week number three here on the Rich
One more.
Okay,
I did not know this.
I have one more. I've toyed with 2-0 San Francisco versus 2-0 Arizona. I toyed with some other games as well, but I'm going with this one, Christopher. 1-1 Pittsburgh. 1-1 New England. Let's not forget, everybody thinks Mike Vrabel was a Patriot since the minute he left the Ohio State University.
Not true.
He was drafted by the Steelers.
Vrabel revenge game.
Not really. But I kind of dig this game a lot. Aaron Rodgers
in
New England. They did not look good against the Seattle Seahawks, and the Patriots coming off of a terrific game for them in Miami, a terrific finish. And Drake May, maybe his best statistical game as a professional quarterback. Let's see what happens, right?
Yeah, this is kind of like our segment earlier in the week. Are the Steelers the week one team, or are the Patriots the week two team? Like, which, who are they?
In week three, it all plays out on CBS. And that's my top five matchups, with one more for week number three.
That's a fun game.
Okay, fantastic.
Who are you going to take in that one?
I'm leaning towards the Steelers. You asked.
All right, we're done talking.
Okay. Okay. There's a lot. These are a lot of games that I have no idea. Could go either way.
It's a tough picks week to figure out.
So I'll be home watching my Sunday ticket, and you'll be watching your Sunday ticket.
Doing the same.
And TJ will be landing and going straight to the barn.
When do we get the barn in?
Yeah,
when
do we get the... Probably never.
Hey, you just say, hey, I'm bringing a couple friends by, and like, we
probably
come with you?
Never.
Not. Disrespect is real.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.